Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Floor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Mort Floor. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wurstler. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Wurstler steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mort Floor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand bunts towards the mound. Floor fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. 1 out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Floor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Floor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mort Floor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floor is 0 for 1 in the game. Floor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Kham moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Hale scores. Kham moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-0 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice pinch hits for Bob Seeds. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Rice reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky is thrown out after the base hit. Vosmek scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing right field. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Whitey Wilshere now pitching. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Pitlock moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pitlock moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Trotsky moves to third. Hale moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins bunts towards third. Kham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McNair reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler strikes out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Whitey Wilshere. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moss pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Lou Finney. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Bing Miller now playing left field. Frankie Hayes now catching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Averill strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.